The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Betroubare en insiggewende inligting van ons joernalis Christel de Toy.
Ja, baie dankie. En ek moet sê vandag, ek dink ek gaan tentoonstel presies hoe vervelig ek is. I am a nerd at heart. And I came across an interesting story that there's a green comet coming past the Earth for the first time since the Ice Age.
Yeah, 50,000 years.
50,000 years. And I want like that music of like you only got one shot. Because it seems tonight is our one shot still, although we'll ignore the fact that there's cloud cover, but tonight's our one shot to see this green comet. This green comet does not have a very exciting name. It's called Comet ZTF.
Comet ZTF. Yes. Well, on the line to help us this afternoon, Dr. Daniel Kunema, who's the Science Engagement Astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory. Dr. Dan, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
To Christelle's point, are we going to see the comet tonight?
Yeah, I didn't actually hear Christelle very well. I can only hear you. But we won't see the comet tonight. sorry. But it is going to get slightly better over the next week, our chances of seeing it. So don't be too downhearted. It'll be visible from South Africa from about the 3rd or 4th, depending on how far north you are. Down here in Cape Town, we won't be able to see it at least until the 4th. You guys might be able to see it just before, but it'll be very low on the northern horizon, and every day it'll get slightly higher. So if you have a clear northern horizon, you have a better chance than anyone else. And then we're looking at probably about the 7th or 8th of February, where it will be your best shot at seeing it.
Okay, so if you've got a pair of binoculars and you're in Gauteng or, you know, the northern part of the country, keep your eye on the northern. I'm glad it's not today because it's hella cloudy over here. We would have missed everything.
And if I can perhaps ask a silly question, but is this thing going to hit us?
Oh, no, we would be phoning you if it wasn't hit us. No, it's not going to hit us. It's actually orbiting the sun, and it's kind of passing past Earth on its orbit around the sun. It'll get brighter for the next few days, and then it's going to head off out into space in the solar system, as you said, for another 50,000-year orbit.
Okay. That is actually what I wanted to ask, is we are now being able to see this, and the last time that it happened was 50,000 years ago. But how do we know that it was 50,000 years ago? Because there were no telescopes, there were no Dr. Dans on the planet back then. So when the time period is that huge, how do we know that it's been there before?
We're very good at math. So basically, we can observe it day after day with the telescopes. We can get very accurate measurements of where it's going, how fast it's going, and which direction. And from that, we can calculate its orbit. And we do this for comets and asteroids and various other things in the solar system. So we can predict whether anything is going to hit us or not, and let you know.
I see everyone's talking about the fact that this is a green comet. Is that unusual?
Yeah, it is slightly unusual. The tail of the comet or the color of the comet kind of depends on its makeup, what it's made of, and what the gas coming off it is made of. And this one is green because it's made of certain elements which aren't normally seen on a comet.
Okay, if we are looking at the sky over the next couple of days, you said the 3rd up here probably, 4th in Cape Town. So what are we looking for? Is it going to look like a tiny little star unless you've got a pair of binoculars? Are we going to be able to see that it's green? What do you think?
So it's a little hard to predict how much it's going to brighten over the next few days. We predict it will brighten over the next few days a little bit, but we're not sure how much. Sometimes these comets just go really, really bright, really, really quickly. And that's obviously what we'd hope for. Then you'll be able to see it with your naked eye. At the moment, it's really on the cusp of being able to be visible with the naked eye. So if you know where to look in the north with the binoculars, you should be able to see it fairly easily.
Excellent.
And just kind of scanning almost due north, you'll see a fuzzy blob, and it'll be slightly green, and then you've got your comet. That's kind of the best I can do over the radio.
No, that's perfect, because I mean, I'm a big nerd and I do own a pair of binoculars. I'm definitely going to be out there over the next couple of nights scouring.
This is going to sound like one of those, like it's a question based on one of those American disaster movies. But what would we do if there was an asteroid on its way to hitting us.
Roz, are you worried about something?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, I've got Dr. Dan on. Question. So last year, actually, I don't know if you heard about it or spoke about it, that NASA had this DART mission where they did exactly that, and they crashed a probe into this asteroid, one that wasn't going to hit us anyway, to see whether they could redirect it very slightly. And it was very successful, so they did manage to redirect it. You know, if you do it far enough out, you only have to redirect it by a fraction of a degree, and then it'll miss us. So that would be the plan. We obviously need to have a few years' notice, which is why we are monitoring these things all the time.
It's literally going to be like that movie with the Aerosmith soundtrack.
Yes, Armageddon.
Yeah, we don't have to strap anyone to the rocket.
Last question, Dr. Dan, before we let you go. 50,000 years in orbit, do you think the comet gets lonely?
I think it gets very cold out there.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you this afternoon. Dr. Daniel Kudaba, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure to have you on. He's the science and engagement astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory. That's cool, which means in the next couple of days, hopefully the clouds will open up a little bit here in Gauteng, and then we can look north and see something that no human being has ever seen before and probably never will.
Yeah, en weet jy wat, die feit dat ek op die radio in my job met 'n astronomer gepraat het, gaan vir my soveel brownie points score met my 8-jarige. He's obsessed with space. So this was a really, really cool chat to have.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.